Welcome to Wolfpack Women. I'm Denise.
And I'm Susie.
And today we are talking to Alex and Annalena. They are human design and deconditioning coaches, and they run the Deconditioning Academy. I used to work with these guys. We are fellow coaches, and I love their energy, and I wanted them to come in and talk about their story and how they've evolved as coaches, and really share to you what human design has worked for them and how it's working for their clients, and really share their wisdom on all things human design. Welcome, guys. Who wants to go first?
Annalena, why don't you go first?
Okay, all right. Thank you. First of all, thank you for having us, Denise and Susie. So happy to be here. And so like you said, we have known each other for a little while. And I think you did notice, right, once human design entered into our lives, things changed pretty magical, like so in good ways. And I think first I want to kind of a little bit explain what human design is, because we have found also that most people don't even know what human design is. And of course, we know this now, but I so often find like, yeah, just because I know doesn't mean that everybody knows. So I want to just kind of like tell you beautiful souls that are watching here what this even is. So it's a little bit like I'm trying it in the nutshell, right? Not to get too complicated, but it's like the most amazing life-changing personality test that I have ever encountered in my life. And I have been in the coaching industry for some time, and I have taken over the years several these personality tests, right? And I never it was okay because it kind of told a little bit about myself, but it didn't like shift anything necessarily for me, right? It was like nice to know. And what I also often found very like a little bit strange is like you have to answer all these questions. And I mean, one day I answer the question this, and another day I answer the question this, like depending on how I feel, I can shift too. So I always like question like, well, I don't even know how to answer those questions, right? So with human design, first of all, what's different is like it's based on the time that you were born, and that's not something we can change, right? And it's basically, it's like an energy blueprint of you as a human, of how you show up in this world and how you live life, and what you are also gives you so many insights about your unique gifts and talents and your purpose and for career and relationships. I mean, all the things. And there are elements in there from modalities that most of us know to some extent, like the Hindu chakra system, Western and Eastern astrology, the Judaic Kabbalah, the Chinese I Ching, and they're all like in this system, like all of them together. And the really cool thing with human design, so just telling you like from a practical standpoint, what it did for me, like I saw my chart, and first of all, like I could feel like this is me, like weirdly enough. And then when I learned about it, what it all means, it was like, it gave me this huge relief that I'm just perfect the way I am. And there's nothing wrong with me. It was almost like, I always say like, it was a ticket to be me. Because I think so many of us, we are trying to fit in, we're trying. And so many of us, I called myself like the black sheep, or I was different. And with human design, it was like, of course I'm different. I'm supposed to be different. You know, like how we can embrace our uniqueness. So that was the first thing. Of course, helped me tremendous also for my relationship with my partner, with my daughter, because I learned first to understand myself better. Then also the other people in my life. So much more compassion, right? And along with the healing work and or the deconditioning work that Alex and I, we were both doing before already. That's how we met, right, Denise? Mm-hmm. Like we had been doing this like emotional release work already. So it came very easy and fast to us. So we were very quickly to implement all these tools. And the really, really cool thing is that human design is also very practical. It really like gives you these really practical tools of how to make better, more successful decisions in life and have success much faster, right? So it was just like, wow, not only is this this huge relief, totally life-changing, like this ticket to be you, but it also gives you really practical tools how to be more successful. Yeah. Life. So I was like, why doesn't the whole world know about this? So so I got so like, really, like, if you ask me if there's one thing that I'm obsessed with, like human design.
Yeah, no, I mean, just you explaining it, I was like, okay, now I see why you're like, oh my God, human design.
So, and I mean, one thing is like, you can't impose it on anybody, right? Like if you're listening to this and it doesn't speak to you, like leave it, right? It's not like, I cannot force anybody, like you have to feel it in your own cells. And then people come to us when they are ready, like, oh my God. And I had so many people come to me, or Alex, saying like, oh my God, now I need to know more about this because you have something, you're onto something, right? So, and when people are open to it, because of course you can decide in your mind, this is not gonna work for me, this is BS, right? And of course, what we believe is what we manifest.
That goes with anything, right? That goes with anything.
Yeah.
Either sings to you or doesn't.
Exactly. So if you feel called to dive into this deeper, here's your invitation.
I actually met a lady in Clubhouse who human design fan. And and she was just talking about it. And the way she was talking about it, I was like, oh, are you a coach? I was like, I know some people are coaches. And then she was like, no. She was just like, I think she was doing something like random, like marketing or something. So yeah, it was quite funny. Do you want to tell everyone a bit about, like, I guess your journey through like how you, I guess, maybe started off? If you think about where you are now, do you think that where you were when you started off your journey into coaching journey yourself, would you have got to where you are quicker, or has this been like a good process for you to go through? I mean, how long have you been like doing the personal development? Because I know that you've done it for a while.
Personal development, I want to say I actively started 4 or 5 years ago. Mm. So it has tremendously accelerated it. Yeah. Because it's just, I think we keep learning, we keep evolving, we grow, right? And of course, I think keep growing is, you know, when we stop growing is like when we die at the, that's what I personally believe, right? Like as humans, we need to keep growing. And human design was this one thing that made everything click for me. Yeah. And I stopped this searching, you know, when we always feel like something is missing. Yes, of course, like I keep growing, but it's now like, instead of this information gathering that I was in more before, I felt like now that I look at it back in retrospect, like I felt like now it's about like integrating it, and I know it all. I just need to allow myself to be my own authentic self, because I think that's what I was missing personally a little bit. Because I mean, there is so much, I mean, personal development is amazing, but it can also drive us crazy, right? Because you need to know this, now you need to know this, and now you need to know this, and this is a 5-step system you need to follow, and no, tomorrow is, I mean, you completely lose yourself in the personal development, right? If you keep following everything, like you don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah. I mean, so, I definitely had that with myself when I was doing personal training, where I started off with sports science degree, but then I was like, well, I want to do personal training, so let me do that. And then I started doing that, and then I was like, well, I really like Pilates, so I did Pilates. Then I was like, oh, well, I quite like doing some like yoga Pilates time, so I started doing that. And then I was like, okay, well, actually I'd like to do some spin, so I did that. And then I was like strength and conditioning, and it was just like ongoing until I got to posturology, and I spent like a fortune on this course, and it really helped me in terms of like learning about neurology and how your body response system, and I guess it feels like it's more relevant now today when we're in such a toxic environment with our nutrition, with the air, with like vaccines and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I now understand why I've done that. But the thing that was missing for me to get clients was understanding the emotional side of it. And then that was like, so I feel like I kind of been on that same journey, but with fitness. And you've done that with what you're doing.
So
in terms of like what has been your biggest obstacle that human design has helped you or overcome, or what was it been the biggest pain point that you've kind of worked through that you can now say, oh my God, I can't, anyone going through this issue, you can get through it?
To show up confidently as my authentic self. Mm-hmm. If that's what comes to me, like, as the first thing. And I mean, that is kind of the foundation for everything else, right?
People can say that, though, can they?
Yeah, because I think that's what we're all searching for. And I mean, of course, it's always a journey, right? But the jump I have made, and just the way how I perceive myself, right? It's like the lens that I see myself through is so different, right? It's a new level of loving yourself, accepting yourself, and all the things, right? Where you know that you being you is your life purpose, and that's what's gonna move the needles. That's when I create the success, and really trusting that, like also trusting yourself more, right? So I think that's the biggest thing, like trusting myself more and really confidently being my authentic self. With all the weirdness, with all the, you know, that's actually the good thing about it. We're supposed to be different, weird, whatever, you know, like if all the same is like blah, that's boring.
Yeah. Somebody had did it for me ages ago, but it seems different. They came out with, I was a manifestor or something, or I don't know. They gave you this sheet.
That's one of the types in human design.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right. So I guess I have to.
Yeah. There are five different types. The manifestor, the manifesting generator, the projector, and the reflector. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's when I published my book in 2018. The lady then, she knew somebody. I don't know whether she published the lady's book who was doing this, because that's why I kept saying the human design. I've heard of that, the human design, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't, you know, until you just said.
Isn't human design like astrology, or is this like, so astrology is a combination. Human design is a combination of astrology as well, because I've had reports, because my auntie is an astrologist and astrologer, I don't know, and so I've had similar reports, because I did the, but I've never had a one-to-one, so maybe we can organize that one. Could you explain the difference for as well, like anybody else listening that doesn't really know the difference?
Yeah, so I'm not an astrologer, right? Alex is now actually diving a little bit more into astrology as well. But I have, for example, I have had a reading, like I did a human design reading for an astrologer, and it helped them tremendously. And everything that they knew kind of was being confirmed, because human design has astrology in it, in a way. It's like it encompasses all these different modalities, like I said, Kabbalah, I Ching, astrology, the chakra system. So it's quite fascinating, and that's what I love about it, because it's just all in one and I don't have to go anywhere else. But there's also like other people that also then like to get their astrology report, because it's just a different verbiage, a different language, it goes into some little other details. But the truth is, like, and of course this is like, you can have basic human design, which is just explaining your type, your strategy and authority. That's how we're supposed to make decisions, and that is honestly the most important of all. Like without knowing that and embodying it, you won't get much further. Or it's going to be harder. But you can go so deep into so many little details. You can talk about it for days. It's pretty incredible, and can go like, we discuss the transits of the planets and how they impact our being and all the things. So you can get super nerdy with all this stuff. And what I just wanted to mention with Susie is, like, I have actually realized this many times, like I have met people, like mostly online, right, that, you know, they, I guess my enthusiasm for human design is a little bit contagious sometimes, which is good. And then people, like, they come to me or they ask me about it, and then they tell me, like, oh yeah, I had my human design report pulled 9 years ago, way before I even knew about it, or 18 years ago was one lady, I think. Mm-hmm. And at the time, yeah, they got the report and they put it in the drawer, basically, because it didn't speak to them. There was something not, like, it was just not interesting, just like the personality test I have in my drawer here right now from 15 years ago, right? But somehow, there's something happening emerging in the world right now, like collective consciousness is like rising and all the things. And I really believe in my heart that human design is such a big part of this, because our teacher, like Alex and I, our teacher is Karen Corey Parker, and she has developed what we call quantum human design, which is a much more positive way of delivering this, because the traditional human design by Ra, and she used to teach with him, so she knew him, and she's not like she's changing anything. She's just the way this is being delivered is in a more loving and empowering way, I want to say, mm-hmm. because the traditional human design is very, it's a little bit provocative and oftentimes very dry. Like people just like, okay, this is sounds like Chinese kind of thing, right? So I have heard this from several people, and that's why it was so interesting to me. Like people came to me like wanting to have a reading that had known for human design for 10 years, but you know, and now they had a life-changing experience such a long time after with that. So
when mine was done for me, it was just done purely out of somebody was going to review my book, and she says, "Will you have a go of this?" And it's right. It's something that I had a go of and thought, "Oh, I'm a manifesto or something." Interesting. And I've just put it away. You're right, because that and it seems so complex for me to even think, you know. So yeah. I think you're right there. But there is a change, like you said, with whatever's going on in the world, and more and more people.
And that's, thank you for sharing that. And that's one of our missions for Alex and I. I mean, in my heart, it's really big. Like, I really want to bring this out into the world and make it easily accessible to people and really practical, right? Because it is not that complicated, especially the basics. And I think Alex and I, we have a gift of actually, you know, bringing this into people's heart where it clicks and it really helps them. Like, literally, like one human design reading can freaking change your life. Like I had a coach, she had a reading and she had her best month after by just implementing some of the things, right? Like financially, and just people all of a sudden that's like, oh wow, there's nothing wrong with me. That's huge, right? Like if your whole life you think something is wrong with you, you have one human design reading, or you tap into like getting clarity and what's my purpose in life, right? Or for relationships, so you understand so much more your partner better through one reading. I mean, it can save you like years of struggle, years of trying to figure things out. So it's incredibly powerful.
And I guess it's the way you deliver it, like you said, like obviously whatever you say or however you do it, it resonates. Because sometimes you can hear the same message or know the same thing, and it just is like bounces off like a rubber ball, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I know that one of my clients, she had one of her boyfriend's mother had given her a report, and she did exactly the same thing. And only like a few months ago was actually reading it and going, oh my God, like she was clearing out loads of papers. And she found it, and she found it quite interesting then. But literally she was like, why was I just not interested? And I was like, well, you're just in another place then. You know, we're all moving through it. So Alex, tell us a bit about how it is for you, like how this switch came to transitioning into human design and how it's changed your life.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, first of all. And I just want to add on real quick to what you just said. When the student is ready, the teacher will come. And when the teacher is ready, the student will come. So we always end up finding each other somehow, right? And finding our old reports in the drawers. So what was your question?
I don't know. No, I was just asking how has helped and stuff for you.
Yeah, so Annalena and I found it kind of together, similar time, and we had been through the same training that you have, right? So we came to this with with different levels of, but both of us years of deconditioning work already. I had done, I think now it's probably close to 6 years of deep ceremonies with plant spirits and all these things. And then we added on that level of the training that we all did together. And for my type, I'm a projector. And like Annalena said, when she saw her chart, she's like, yeah, that looks like me. When I saw my chart, after understanding a little bit what each of it means, it's like, yeah, that's me. Because I only have two centers defined, my identity kind of heart chakra area and my throat. And, you know, and everywhere else, I'm super open. So I've always been like super fast to change. I read an article and I'm like, oh, this is how it's done. Okay, now I'm this, you know, or whoever I'm around or whatever, in what environment I am. I'm like an octopus, right? So it's been, I've always loved that about me, but it's also been a little confusing over the years to know like, okay, what and who and where am I supposed to be, right? And I also have a very bossy side of me. I also have a very gentle side in me, and just understanding more like, okay, the biggest thing for me has been, and I was a gut health coach before, and realizing too, like similar to you, when we don't include this emotional piece of it and the spiritual piece of it, then you can go on as many elimination diets and go on as many supplements as you want. It's still not going to make a difference, because that energy is stuck somewhere in there, and it's something that needs to be felt and dealt with, and not just dealt with. I mean, I still do, you know, I still practice healthy diet, exercising and supplements as well, but it's like I realize too, there's this other level that without touching that, we can't do much. We can't move the needle, right? And for me, and I am very, very good at what I do always, because I study deeply, and I only ever start teaching something once I really feel like I have a solid understanding and it works for me and I figured it out. So it was never the thing that I couldn't get clients' results, but it was always the thing for me was like the hesitancy in marketing and sales. And then also like, because I have so many multiple interests and I'm so easily so good at so many things, like what is it that I'm really here to teach? If I, you know, swim through all the things I can have as hobbies and be interested in and love for myself, but what is it that I'm really here to serve with in the world, right? And so with that, with sales and marketing for my type, for my chart, for my specific things that I'm supposed to talk about, and my purpose, this has been huge, especially since I am, and Annalena and I met in this business course where we learned about what somebody yesterday in a thing I watched funnily called the bro marketing schemes. You know, there's a time and a place for bro marketing. It is the masculine way of selling. It's the masculine way of making, you know, people feel safe in a way, right? But we're all shifting. And to me, it's just never felt good. I had all the pieces of how to do a breakthrough call and the sales psychology and all the steps and all the, you know, objections and walk them through it. It just felt so wrong in me to try and convince people. So it was just never how I wanted to do things. And just, yeah, it just has, like Annalena said, it just gives you the ticket to be you and shows you how to do that piece better even, right? So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, now I have all these limitations. But, you know, in a way, you can either say, no, it's just a blueprint and it shows you your potential and you can do with it whatever you want. You don't even need to listen to it. Or in my case, you can even say, heck yeah, I love limitations, because when there's 100 things on the menu, I just don't know what to eat, right? Give me a menu with 5 things and I'm good. Like, I know, like salad, burger, fish, or schnitzel, you know, I'm like, okay, or soup. It's like, okay, what kind of day is it? Got it, this one, right? But most people get so allergic to limitations, they're like, and they don't even realize that limitations can be a nice thing, because you finally get something to work with that's solid.
I find what you said really interesting. And when I got my report, I was looking at it last week, actually, or maybe a couple of weeks ago. What's the most common one? Is it projector?
I think, or is it generator types and manifesting generators. Those two together make about 70%.
Okay, I think I was the generator. But one thing that stood out for me was that the way that I work is I wait for it to come to me. And that is very much how I operate. I just wait. And I was like, well, that makes sense. And so I can see, because it feels like now, because things are like the way that things are starting to work, or the way that lives are changing, and people are having to adapt, people are more open to working differently. It felt like it maybe in the past where it was a lot more rigid, or I have to go to work to go to work, for example, that's like the most obvious one, right? But, and it's like, oh, you have to have, I don't know, a certain type of funnel or whatever. I mean, I haven't even built a website yet, and it's building a platform starting to do it this week, because I've just waited for the right time, and it's only taken like over a year, but you know, I'm in no rush. You know, we've got our whole life ahead of us. And so I think sometimes when it comes to coaching, people really do need guidance, whatever it comes from. And I guess they seem to hear it when they need it as well. So is it like one session or two sessions, or how does it work in order to get like get somebody to an optimum like place they need to be? Does it like awakening or some sort of process that they've already gone through? Or can someone like off the street who have, you know, they just think, what is this? I'd like to try this. Could they get something out of it? Does that make sense? Well,
absolutely. And there's an answer at every level. You know, there's an answer at every level of, you may be completely new to personal development or spirituality or any of these things. You can dive into a reading. It's always nice if you've already like, read a little bit about your type so that the verbiage isn't all new, and it can sink a little deeper. But even so, like some of the people in my friendship and private circle, they're not super into it, but I often will say like, oh, that is your so-and-so gate in the so-and-so that is showing up this way. And just because I like to explain it in a very down-to-earth way what it means, and then they're like, oh, that's in my chart. And I'm like, yeah. So of course I don't always know it by heart, but I tend to like to look up people continuously, like what's their moon, what drives them, you know. But the thing is, people often tend to hop from one off session to one off session, and then they have no solid, you know, hand holding to integrate it and embody it. So like Annalena said earlier too, a lot of this stuff can be and can stay in the head, but that's not where the transformation happens. Or also when we go on spiritual journeys or go into deep meditation, right? We get all these, whoo, wow, now I know everything. But then you your homework, and if you're not doing your homework and transfer this into your real life, into your body, change your daily habits and all that stuff, do the cleanup work, what does all that knowledge help you, right? You carry it up here, you're like, okay, I'm a projector, cool stuff. Now I'm going to go do things like before. Like, okay, that's not the transformation that you're looking for, right? So it really depends. People are so different. Some people with one reading, like Annalena said, everyone who does a reading with us afterwards, they're like, whoa, right? I had no idea I have all these gifts and amazingness and superpowers. And now I finally know why this and that. And now, and then oftentimes, I personally don't hear from them for a few weeks because they're integrating, right? But what also really helps, and what we're both offering too, is like things like our longer programs or our three package sessions, because oftentimes after one reading, they're like, so now what? You know, so now what? In this direction or that direction, whether it be parenting or business. And we all like, I mean, that's the beautiful thing with human design. It can really help in all areas of life, like Annalena hinted, right? What I personally love the most is the purpose work, just because it's just one of my favorite things to do. It's also in my chart. So, but it also, but it's also like, people are like, okay, now that I know all this stuff about me, how can I parent my children better? And one of my children is a this, one of my children is a that. And you know how many parents are always like, oh, what, like something's broken with one of my children because the two of them are like that and this one's completely different. And then I look at the chart, it's like, yeah, because, and then they can guide their children in such a better way, you know? And so it really depends on, like I said, like when the teacher is ready, all the resources are available, like all the guidance is there. It's just like, what level of integration do people really want?
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. And I think because we did a podcast today about suicide, and I think in this time where people are struggling, we really need to have lots of different modalities to guide people. So whatever helps, you know, if you can transform somebody in one session, I mean, how amazing is that to have that capacity? Because, I mean, the reason why we did the podcast is because I lost a friend a couple of weeks ago, and there, you know, the limitation of what was available was medication and a counseling session. Not, I mean, not one, but I mean, I don't know how long he went for, but it just breaks my heart that like people don't experience these different types of things or don't explore it as, you know, as often as they should, because the investment in themselves is a must, right? It's like when people don't invest in their health other than paying for insurance, I guess, because you guys are in the States. I didn't make that clear at the beginning, but you know, I know that they spend a lot of money on insurance. In the UK, they just rely on the National Health Service to prop them up. It's the government's responsibility for you to be healthy.
But that's when you're already broken, right? Well, physically.
Yeah, why wait? So again, my analogy for today, which I mentioned, was buying a car alarm because for a car after it got broken into, it was like pretty pointless. Although it didn't get broken into again. But I don't know if that was because I had a car alarm, a flashing light on it. But so people quite often do things. I mean, I don't know in terms of mental health whether people actually get to that point where they would go for a deconditioning, or they've already gone on that journey to really discover themselves. So I guess the message that I'm trying to say is that people really need to try and discover themselves in different ways to really understand and like not waste any time, right? We're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. And if we can just really harness our potential to the best of our ability, then why don't we do that on a regular basis? Why do we wait for things to go wrong or try for so long and not get anywhere?
I think the biggest answer to that is deserving, right? We don't feel like we deserve a good life. We've heard so many other stories in our lives that we are not good enough. We have, so we carry, and this morning I just had a summit interview on radiant health and how human design translates to that. And it was all about like listening to our bodies better and having human design show us how to make aligned decisions within our body, and how just alone that, and like what Annalena says, the ticket to be you, and that it's okay, and that you are worthy, and that you are deserving, is just such a huge relaxer of the nervous system, right? Because stress is our society's cause number one for chronic illness, right? And for all of us who have been in the health space before, we know that, right? But when we don't feel like we deserve, and when we carry, and this lady this morning, she asked me like, so how would you say like, what is conditioning, what is deconditioning, right? And I feel like conditioning is everything in our bodies that is not our energy, right? It's not just trauma, it's not just limiting beliefs, it's just all the things that aren't our higher self and that are keeping us from showing up in our most authentic and biggest way. And those are, this can be trauma, it can be limiting beliefs, it can be all these things, everything external, all the thoughts that we carry that feel painful when we're thinking something and it feels shitty when we judge someone, like those are all conditions. Those are all other people's energy inside of our system. And that's what deconditioning is. And somebody just really needs to want to change their life. That's all it takes, and then go from there. And there come still a lot of stories will come up that will try and hold them back from going there. But that's the only way to really start believing that we all are deserving of having a beautiful, healthy, radiant, amazing life.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. And that's something I've been really thinking about is change, where people struggle to change after hearing that news. I was like, you know, what makes someone decide not to? I think you described it beautifully. And it's something that is going to be happening more and more. And I feel like as the days, weeks and months go progress, the world, in order for us to all raise our consciousness more, we need to be pushed more into that change space, because it's do or die at the moment, right? It's either stay the same or, you know, you have to change. So what an amazing program that you guys have put together to offer to people to really impact them in such a way. And I'm really pleased that you guys are here to share it with us.
I think it's very interesting to hear what you're saying. And again, if you're based in the USA, I know that you're more open, aren't you? Whereas here in England, people are still kind of switched off or shut off to the fact, and pride gets in their way. And also a lot of people don't believe in getting help. So they have that kind of fixed mindset. So when you're very open and you'll go anywhere, won't you? But I still do find that here. I know when I started coaching 5 years ago, I went to Birmingham to do some course with the Coaching Academy. And when I came back, my friends were saying, oh, you'll probably move to America then. And I says, why? Why would I move to America? Well, you know, they're the ones who do all that kind of stuff. And I went, who's that then? So I think, you know, but at the minute, because we're having this wave at the minute, I think there'll be more and more. But it'd be great to know that, you know, why can't you just tick these things in doctor's surgeries and that? Because people are in the surgeries and they're not, you know, what are they looking at? What they, you know, services like this really need to be out there. Do you know what I mean? Just so people know, because a lot of people don't want to take medication. Yet nobody will invest in something like this, even to give it like a pilot, you know, a pilot program in a doctor's surgery to say, right, we've got these two ladies here. They're going to try out such and such for so long. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. But I think it's true here in America, we're a little bit, I guess, more open to all of this. And so what Alex and I have, right, we really have, when I say we have something for anybody, right? Like people can do, you know, and yeah, when people are already coaches, they probably see the biggest shifts really fast because they're already in that space and they're actually allowing themselves to call in support, right? Because when we know, like Alex was saying, if you don't feel deserving, which so many of us, I think it's Marissa Pia, right? She's very big in the UK. She's a hypnotherapist. Mm. That's how she talks about this disease of I'm not enough, right? That what is all boils down to for us, and also not allowing ourselves to receive this kind of help is like, well, I'm not enough, right? It all boils down to that. But so, I mean, Alex, and I just to kind of share with people, like, so they know what we have lots of free resources, you know, where we also talk more about human design, about the deconditioning work. I mean, we have, it's the deconditioningacademy.com. That's where people can go to under free trainings, lots of stuff, because you want to, like, at least me, before I book something with somebody, I want to kind of feel it out, like really see what this is about. Do I resonate with those kind of people? And then, of course, we do readings, right? One-off readings. Some people, that's it, and that's all they want. Other people want to have a package of sessions. We have one-on-one coaching. If somebody's super serious and wants to go super deep really fast and have really fast results, like they dive into like 3 months of coaching with us one-on-one. We have an amazing group program where we do both the human design and the deconditioning work. Like we basically decondition the whole human design chart, which we're super proud of. And it's really, and we currently have ladies in there a growing group in there, and they have results already, like amazing how the life starts to shift. Mm-hmm. Like they start manifesting things and really like you see their life is changing in a good way. Mm-hmm. So if that's what people are looking for, like, you know, I just invite you, like, why not try something different? Because at least for me, if I keep doing the things like I have in the past, I get the same stuff over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's when I make a change, a shift. And oftentimes that gets me out of my comfort zone. It's a little bit scary too. But that's usually, I mean, at least what I have seen also the biggest transformation myself. So, yeah, so just wanted to share that. What we all have, because we have lots of resources and again, lots of free stuff.
I'll put it in the description so that people can have a look when they're once they've finished listening to the podcast, they can click through and have a look. So you can send me that later.
I just feel like when it comes to our purpose, like a lot of people are, you know, just so like they're just surviving, they're not thriving, right? When you ask people, how are you? And I mean, that's a common question here in the US, right? When it's all like, yeah, I'm hanging in there, I'm surviving, you know? But it's like, when people, it's just kind of like, what do you want to look back on at the end of your life, right? Do what prayer do you want to say? What do you want your future self to say to you right now, you know? Like, are you okay with surviving and hanging in there? Or is the bigger prayer here to really thrive and serve? And I know that so many more people are like, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? I know it's been uncomfortable last year, but now I might as well like make something off of it. And my biggest prayer is really like, let me be a channel for my unique expression of the divine, right? It's not like we all need to be the same. We don't all need to follow the same structure. We can invent, like if you're a manifestor, Susie, you're here to invent new things and make new structures, right? As a projector, I'm here to guide people, right? It's like, but we don't all need to do it in the same way because we all have a different unique flavor and expression, and that's meant to be that way so that we attract those ones that find that hilarious, funny, and amazing, so that you end up with like people who really resonate with you. But it's like the big prayer is like, let me just be that unique expression of the divine and have it come through me and put my ego as much to the side as my physical body allows me, because I do know it comes through sometimes. But just like, let's just serve humanity and this world. I know that's like something that's easily said, but for me, that's where it gets really rewarding. And that's why what gets me out of bed with a jump and with a smile on my face every day when I get my feedback messages from my clients. So I think that's proof enough of being on the right path, right? When you feel that way about what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, every day has to be good. And every day you have to almost, not have to, but every day should feel creative and blessed in that sense where, you know, I mean, for me personally, just knowing that I'm on the right path just feels good. Just knowing that is enough almost, you know, and just waiting for it to drop in my lap.
I say in this climate, it's all about serving others is so motivating just for you, isn't it? It's brilliant, isn't it? To be able to serve others is one of the best. It keeps my motivation going anyway.
Well, thank you so much for coming and explaining everything to us, because for me, it's a lot more clearer, and it's been good to just have this like one-on-four time with you guys. So anyone that's listening, please get in touch with these guys. I'll put their Instagram and link for the Deconditioning Academy. And if you've got any questions, send it over to me or to them. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.